how much more does he care for his children? Or think about the flowers, who are dressed so beautifully, but they're here today and gone tomorrow. How much more is God going to care for his children who have souls that will last for eternity? So God's hands are strong hands. God's hands are caring, loving hands. God's hands are also scarred hands, aren't they? Because there's a time in history and there's a place on this earth when God proved beyond any doubt that he cares for you and me. You know when you're suffering and you feel like life is unbearably hard, where do you go at those times for the assurance that God cares, that he hasn't given up on you? You go to the cross. You go to the cross. Romans 5, verse 8 says, God demonstrates his love in this. It could be translated, God proves his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The cross removes all doubt, doesn't it? God has proved beyond a shadow of a doubt, once and for all, that he loves us. He so loved the world, he gave his one and only son. It's irrefutable proof. He's proved it in history. It's not just a feeling. God has demonstrated his love in the fact that he gave his son for us. Jesus died for us even while we were sinners. And so when I'm struggling to see God's care for me in the circumstances of my life, what I need to do is, rather than try and read God's character from my circumstances, you know, kind of, look, things aren't going very well, that must mean that God's forgotten about me, he doesn't really care. Rather than doing that, I need to read my circumstances through the lens of the cross, through the truth of the cross. No, he's proved his love for me. Though I can't see it, I trust that he's caring for me even in this. So, two kind of quick summary points. We need to listen to our anxiety, learn from it, use it as an opportunity to grow in our knowledge of God and self. And secondly, we need to cast our anxiety on God. I need to get better at actually expressing how I'm feeling, telling God, pouring out my heart. And as I do that, reminding myself he's the God who has proved his love and is worthy of our trust. Over to you. I know a couple of people said they'd be willing to share, but there may be others as well. So feel free to come up in whatever order and tell us, encourage us in how God has been speaking to you.
Now I've broken it. Thank you. I'm Vanessa, for those who don't know me. I found this series on anxiety really helpful. And for me, I can feel anxious when I have to make a big life decision because I'm like, oh, it's going to change the whole course of my life and so much pressure. And I'm also a very protective person, so I get really anxious when people I love are struggling or in pain. And sometimes I worry about what people say or think of me. And recently, when I've been feeling really anxious, I've been struggling to talk to God about it. I think this is because I start to believe the lie that this difficult situation I'm facing is because somehow I deserve it, that God doesn't want me to be happy, and he isn't really good. Sorry. God also feels so far away and intangible when all I want is a hug and someone to tell me that everything is going to be okay. Psalm 23 has been really helpful for me, that Jesus is my shepherd and he will guide me through life. I'm learning that he's ever present, and I will keep working on going him first as my shepherd. What has also been helpful is learning to calibrate how much weight I give to people's views and opinions, and to remember that what God says about me matters most. Psalm 23 verse 6 says, "Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So please pray for me that when I feel anxious, I will believe this promise, that God is good and loving and with me. And pray that I will find confidence and security in him. Thanks.
Thanks, Nessa. I wanted to share that I've actually only been to, I think, 2 out of 4 of some recent sermons, but I found them very helpful. I work as a GP registrar, and I find a really big proportion of my work is people coming with mental health issues, including massive anxiety, and often people come in and just unburden that on me. I'm like, ah, great, now I've got to carry all of that. And sometimes people are just completely overwhelmed and they've got no hope, and then it's sort of my struggle to feel like, okay, how am I going to deal with that in myself now, because I feel like I'm carrying that for a lot of people. And it's been very, 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 very helpful for me to be grounded in knowing that my past is forgiven, so I don't need to be anxious or depressed about that. My future is secure and incomparably glorious. And I found it helpful for some patients who have no hope to be able to say, I know you can't feel hope for yourself right now, but I will hold some hope for you, and I feel like I can do that because I have hope in the future because of Jesus. And I can know that my present is promise-filled, that God's promise that he'll love me as his child, he'll be with me always as a shepherd, he works for my good always, and he provides all that I need, even in the nitty-gritty of dealing and helping my patients. But there was another really concrete example last night, because I'm studying for my specialist exams with 3 others, and one of them is not a Christian, but all the others are, so he's sort of, you know, doomed, but that's the idea, hopefully. He called me last night after having done an online practice exam, which we'd all done, and he was just completely going berserk because he'd done so badly, everything was falling apart, he was going to fail this exam, his life was over. It was almost a little bit funny because he was quite dramatic on the phone, but it was really, really awesome to be able to tell him, actually, things are going to be okay, and your worth is not based on this exam. And we didn't quite get into the details of the evidence for that, but that opening is there, and I know that we can talk to him more, even in the process of studying well, about the fact that with Jesus, his future is secure, and he doesn't need to be anxious, and neither do I.